USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we have experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly," using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Kashari's comments, "The country is not going back to shutdowns." Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.